I know ads are a bit annoying, but they're the only way I can make sure all content on this site stays free to everyone. If you want to chip in and remove these adverts, visit patreon.com/girlonthenet and support me there at any level. This is a post about Doxy butt plugs and why I like to make him make that noise. This was originally written as like a semi-review of the Doxy metal butt plug, and I kind of combined it a little bit with porn. So basically the first half of this is just an explanation as to why these particular butt plugs are my absolute favourite, and then we launch into the porn a little bit later on. If you do want to buy any of the toys that are mentioned in this post, please do feel free, doxymassager.com, and use the code GOTTEN15, GOTN15, for 15% off plus free shipping, because these lovely fuckers sponsor my website. You've probably already heard of the Doxy Wand and also the Doxy Number 3. If you're into ridiculously and intensely powerful rumbly vibrations, chances are you'll have one of these beautiful sex toys already. But did you know Doxy butt plugs also exist? Please have a seat on an inferior butt plug if you must, and let me yell enthusiastically at you about how great these little fuckers are. Why are they so good? Firstly, they're made of metal. Metal is heavy, so when you're wearing one, you can really feel it. Delightful, slightly weighty, pulling gently at you from the inside. When you wear your Doxy butt plugs around the house, you know about it. Not in an aching, stretchy way, but in a comfortable, I'm a fucking pervert and this is a nice reminder of it kind of way. The second thing that's great about them is they have a long neck. One of the slight criticisms I have about some of the other butt plugs in my collection is that the neck is often fairly short, too short for me. It leads me to worry, if I'm getting fucked while one's inside, that it might slip out at any moment. I don't have the same issue with Doxy butt plugs. I can get railed very, very hard, and the only thing I'm thinking about is how good it feels, not whether the plug will shoot out and land with a crash on the kitchen floor. The next thing that I love about them is they are shiny and eye-catching. This will come into play in one of the stories I tell you in a second. If I pop a butt plug in because I want to delight my partner by flashing him my naked, plugged-up ass, something about the shininess of the metal makes me feel sexier, like it's jewellery. They're also easy to slide in. They're just wide enough that you know you're wearing a butt plug, but just narrow enough that I don't struggle to insert them. Although they're made of metal and that looks hardcore, I think these are some really good beginner butt plugs if you want to try one for the first time. They also come in two different shapes. One is smooth and the other has nice little ridges at the bottom of the bulb. I have it on good authority that this provides extra fun if you have a prostate. My preference is for the smooth one, but you pick whichever you like. The last thing I love about these, they come in like a brushed aluminium tube that you unscrew to get at the plug. And honestly, you could keep that in your living room for quick access. And unless someone opened it, they would never know it was an arse toy. So yeah, if you would like one, please feel free to buy one. Use the code GOTN15 to get 15% off and free shipping. If you use the links in the original post, then that gives me a little cut of money, which helps support my work. But to be honest, I'm happy enough just if you buy one. Enjoy it. Shove it up your ass. Now let's get on to the sexy bit. Here are some things I've done with Doxy butt plugs that have made my other half almost instantly spaff himself. Number one, surprise Doxy butt plug fuck. I got myself some new knickers. Nice boy short cut, strange mustard yellow colour. They wouldn't have been my first choice, but somehow the colour just seemed to work against my skin tone. And because I usually wear black or purple or red knickers, the change instantly gets my partner fired up, because he likes it when I look slightly different. It feels like he's fucking someone new. It feels like a special treat. I lubed my ass up with some CBD lube. Does it have any effect? I don't know. It feels a bit more tingly, and that might be placebo, but fuck it, I was horny. So I lubed myself up and slid the smooth Doxy butt plug in. then waited at my desk until he returned home from work. When he got back, after the usual 10 minutes of chill-out time that he needs after dragging himself off a sweaty commuter train, I invited him upstairs to the bedroom. Once inside the bedroom, he knew straight away we were going to fuck. What he didn't know, until I pulled down my knickers, was that it was going to be the kind of filthy, hot, tight, cunt and ass-filled fuck that comes when I'm wearing a rock-solid butt plug. As I whipped the yellow knickers down and bent over, he popped an almost instant boner and made what regular readers will recognise as my favourite ever noise. Oh. Number two. I'm bent over the sofa and we're watching porn together, matching speed and intensity to the fuck they're having on screen. It's late and we're drunk and he's struggling to come, and I'm reveling in how vigorously he bangs me when he's desperate to get rid of a massive load. I squeeze my cunt around his dick and he makes delightful moaning noises, fucking me so hard it's like he doesn't care if I hurt. Note that while some people might be horrified by this, I like it very, very much. He knows I like this, which is why he does it. It's not just consensual, it is exactly what I want in the vast majority of fucks that we have together. Anyway, while he's in this state, I know that he'll be pretty keen on me making filthy requests. So I point to the corner of the room where we stash our quick access sex toys, the ones we use all the time because they're awesome, and tell him, "Do you want to put a butt plug in me so my cunt is tighter around your dick?" His dick instantly twitches, and he makes that noise again. Oh. And it's only through quick pull-out action on his part that he manages not to jizz himself before we put the doxy butt plug in. Once it's inside me and we're back to the fucking, he lasts about 12 strokes maximum. Glorious. Number three. A gentler story this time, because you can't rush a game of Magic the Gathering, unless you're both playing Red Racer decks, in which case where's your imagination? The doxy butt plugs are now my go-to plugs for playing anything which involves me wearing a butt plug for a long time. Unlike with some of the other plugs in my collection, the doxy ones are comfortable enough that I could wear them for extended periods without ever worrying that they might slip out or start to hurt. If you want an overview of what sex challenge Magic the Gathering is, there is a link in this post, but Magic the Gathering is a nerdy card game where you pretend to be a wizard who uses the power you get from the lands, maybe mountains or plains or forests, to summon magic, which then you use to call to you armies of creatures and use spells to defeat your enemies. It's really fun. If you're not familiar with it, have a little go. I love it. But the long and the short of it is we play this game, and if I win a round, he has to do something I request, maybe put on the special jockstrap I like seeing him wear, or wank me off with vibrators, or give me loads of hot nipple-kissing action. And if he wins, then he gets to choose what I do. And normally what that means is that butt plugs are going in my ass. Usually when he wins the game, he flashes me a wolfish grin before reaching for the lube. When it's the doxy butt plug, he takes great delight in the ritual of pushing the shiny, smooth metal plug inside me. When he feels the pop as it slides past the thickest part, you guessed it, he makes that noise again. Oh. Now we move on, and I realise that this is less audio porn and more just a list of me getting thirsty about various things you can do with butt plugs. Now we move on to stuff I've not yet done with doxy butt plugs, but would like to. Number one, go outside. I've never really been able to wear a butt plug in public because of the fear that it might slip out. These ones, though, have given me the confidence to potentially try this properly sometime, because I'm pretty certain I don't risk the horror of one actually falling out and embarrassing me. 2, more importantly, get trained for long wear. There's something hot about the idea of being his fuck toy for a day. We have done this for short periods, an hour or two, or sometimes an evening, and I've done butt plug training on my own, where I'm learning to take more in terms of shape and size, but not necessarily for longer. If we ever find the time, though, I've always wanted to do 24 hours of being a massive fuck slut. Just waking up, being made to slip a butt plug in and wank myself to almost coming, made to choke down his cock while he beats me with a flogger and calls me a good girl, then made available for his use at regular intervals throughout the day. Having a sparkly, jewellery-esque metal butt plug sitting snugly in my ass is the best way to ensure I can remain in that subby headspace, as well as the perfect way to keep me whimpering with desperation to get thoroughly and brutally fucked. As I say, I realise this post is more a list of ideas on how to use butt plugs than it is porn itself, but hopefully I've got you horny enough for the idea that you might be tempted to try out some of these by yourself or with a partner. If it's enough to persuade you to buy some Doxy butt plugs, as I say, head to the Doxy website, doxymassager.com, and grab one for around £42-43. Use the code GOTTEN15 to get 15% off. Buy one, buy both, try each sensation. And if you're in a partnership where both of you like butt plugs, maybe treat yourself to a matching set. Then go forth and make that noise, or induce someone to make it about you. If you liked this, you can find more audio porn, a lot of which is way more porny than this, at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come support me on Patreon, help me make more of it, and choose which stories get turned into audio next, patreon.com/girlonthenet.